Shalom Avracha, we continue with Simon Lamed Zayin, Shin number 119. Zman Hanachas Tfilin, the time to put on Tfilin. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Godul Schar Mitzvah Tfilin. The Schar, the reward for the Mitzvah Tfilin is very great. V'chomi she'enu manicham, however, whoever does not wear Tfilin, who bichlal Paishe Yisrael begufan, he falls in the category of Paishe Yisrael, the sinners of Yisrael, of Israel, begufan with their body. Says the Meshavur Sif Katan Aleph, that the schar of mitzvah tefillin is great. Shekolam anich ma'arich yom ba'ilam hazeh. Whoever wears tefillin will live longer ba'ilam hazeh here in this world. Shenemar Hashem aleim yichyu. Hashem on them yichyu. What does this mean? What does it mean Hashem on them will live? Kelaimer oitzim shenoitzim shem Hashem aleim betefillin yichyu. Those who carry the name of Hashem on them yichyu, they will live. Umuftach shu ben oilam haba. And furthermore, not only will a person live here in this world longevity, long life, he also will have a promise to be a ben olam haba, a person from the world to come. The ein eish shall gehenim sholid boy, as well as the fire of gehenim will not attack such a person. And all of his averos will be forgiven. And this is the Torah in the name of the Shemush Rabba. Now we have to understand, obviously, a person can be doing averos and putting on tefillin, and one cancels out the next. You have to understand how this works. But lemaisa, what we can take out from here is a tremendous, tremendous schar that a person will receive for wearing tefillin. Then we say the flip side, the opposite, Misha Einay Menicham is Bechlau Poishah, so Begufon, he's called a sinner of Yisrael with his body, because his body was given for him to do the mitzvahs, and now he's not using his body to do the mitzvahs, so he's sinning with his body. Perush. Even if the person only avoids wearing a tefillin once in a while, even more so, if he is mevatel, if he nullifies, if he doesn't do the mitzvah on a regular basis, the primogodim brings in the name of the nachlas tzvi. Even a person doesn't wear tefillin even only one time, he's also what's called Paish Yisrael. We're going to say it later on. I just want to say it now as well. This is all when the person did not do tshuva. A person does tshuva, he's not called Bechlal Paish Yisrael Begufan. He's not called that he's a sinner of Yisrael, this body, which is a tremendously bad avera, because he did tshuva. A person does tshuva, then he's not in this category anymore. Siv Kotin Gimu Bechlal Paish Yisrael Begufan. V'davka She'ena Menichem B'Shvil Hashem Mitzvah B'Zuya Be'inav. Now, the Mishru is clarifying, when is a person called a Paish Yisrael? That's if he is not wearing the tefillin because the tefillin is mezuyah beinav. It's like disgraceful in his eyes. But a person who is concerned not to wear tefillin, which is actually the next simin, because of he needs a gufnaki, he can't be passing gas, he has to be have a clean body. That's the next simin discussing this. Maybe the person will not be careful with the kedusha properly. Even though it is an avera, because he could have put on the film for a short time, as he says now, because it's very easy for a person to just have a short amount of time, a 3-2 minutes, whatever it might be, or of Kriyashma, and then a few minutes of Shemoneh Esrei, for even a person who has issues, that the Mishnah is saying is possible to have a gufnaki for that amount of time. He's not called the Poish Yisrael Begufan in that case. Because he's not wearing the tefillin because it's mitzvah's bazuya, mitzvah's disgraceful in his eyes. He's not wearing the tefillin in that case because he needs a gufnaki. Because a mitzvah tam nechaviva olav, even more so, if the mitzvah is very dear to the person, the nizar shi a gufnaki, and he's very careful. He wants to have a clean body to do the mitzvah properly. Ach ato izle oynes choyle shein gufnaki. However, now he has a stomach virus or some problem that he's not able to put on tefillin. He does not have a din, a status of Paishe Yisrael Begufan at all. He says further, because of a Bach, the Bach writes, even if the mitzvah is not disgraceful in his eyes. However, but the reason, says the Bach, the person is not putting on the tefillin is because he is missed out on doing work, is in parnasa, or other financial loss, or because he's lazy. Gamkeinu bechlal poishe yisrael begufan, says the Bach, this person is also in the category of poishe yisrael begufan, which is a big aveira. Ach, the yesh chiluk beinayim le'inu oynish. However, there's a difference between the punishment. In other words, like this, even though he did the same aveira of not wearing tefillin, however, The reason why he didn't wear the tefillin is a different point. The first person is not wearing tefillin because it's bezuya be'inah, because it's tefillin. What do you need tefillin for? That's what his attitude, his mindset is. The second person is he wants to wear tefillin. He just has a parnasa problem. He thinks he can't put on tefillin because he has to make a parnasa, or maybe he's a little lazy. You have to understand, because maybe atzlus also might fall in the bezuya be'inah category, in the disgraceful in his eyes category. So this is a very, very important point. The Mishnah says this numerous times. He says also in Simon Chav Zayin, also in the Be'er Halacha in Simon Chav Zayin, the first Be'er Halacha over there. And he says that throughout his Svarim, the Chavetz Chaim writes that throughout his Svarim in the Kisvei Chavetz Chaim, that a person has to be careful to wear his tefillin on his head and not on his forehead. And if not, he's not doing the mitzvah tefillin. It's kemunocha mekisa. It's like it's in his bag. He never put on the tefillin. So he says here, v'davazehu tachachas megulu lo'isan anoshim shepnei atzlusim, because of the laziness, motzei sheyu tiflein munochen al mitzvah, you find that the tefillin are on their forehead, v'lo al kakafta, not on their head. V'gam shalyad ei munoch al mekoyim kadin, also the shalyad is also not properly placed on the arm. Now this is more difficult to see on someone else and help correct the person, because you don't necessarily see the person's shalyad. Maybe when he's putting it on or taking it off, but during davening you don't notice it. But during the tefillin shel roish, during davening, you could see that it's a little, or it's too low below his hairline. The haloi zehu kimi shaloi hinich klal. Let's repeat those words. The haloi zehu kimi shaloi hinich klal. A person is not wearing tefillin in the right place. Bein b'shayad, bein b'shoroish. It's as if he is not wearing the tefillin at all. Kvar zeres al ze gamke in oyisonu aprimegodim klal chavzayin. Shekosav shem the tefillin shemunachin shlobim koyim harei heim. Kimunachin bekisan. He's quoting what he said earlier, the name of the primegodim, that tefillin that are not in the right place, it's like they are in the bag, like they were never put on in the first place. And he says, Ayin leltek lekedikul earlier in Simcha Zayin b'Be'alocha, sheherachin v'zeh, the Be'alocha over there in Simcha Zayin has a long discussion on this topic. Siv kotin dalid, is b'chlau po'ish yisrael b'gufon, v'dina b'posok b'shas rosh yishon daf yud zayin, dafilu hu ish benini. Let's say this person is an ish benini. You know, in other words, to be an ish benini, it's now, it's a week before Rosh Chodesh Elul, So there's a category of tzaddikim, there's a category of the other side, and there's the beinoni, right? So if a person will be zeich to get into the category of a beinoni, which is not so posh to be in the category of a beinoni, the daigo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahato is hakaf klapi chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tilt the scale to good, to give the person chayin, to give him life, mikevan shenimtso besoich avoynois of ovin zeh. However, since the person has this avera, this is a way of not wearing tefillin in the right place, or rather, that's a different previous topic, of not wearing tefillin in general, because this kaf chayva will be pulled down the scale of punishment, and he will have to, unfortunately, go down to Gehenim. His averus are more than his merits. Neither megehenim yebeis chodesh. He is punished in Gehenna for 12 months. V'acharkach guf and kol of nishmos and surface of ruach mefar zeres a foreign tachas kabbis regulars tzadikim. Then his body is destroyed, and his neshama, his nishmos is burnt, and his spirit is spread out mefar zeres a foreign tachas kabbis regulars tzadikim under the legs of the tzadikim. Exactly what all this means is a good question, but we see over definitely it doesn't sound good. It's not complimentary, that's for sure, and it's not something that we chas v'shalom want to be in that category. Okay, so this is very important. Like we said earlier, we said now the Tosis over there in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin says this is all if a person did not do tshuva. So if he didn't do tshuva, but if he did tshuva, then he's not in Canada. Now, what does it mean to do tshuva? Okay, so we're learning Shari tshuva as well in the other year. This Ayin Sham, if you didn't join the group, you could reach out to me and join the group. But this is if he didn't do tshuva. He says further, Yanki golu koyach mitzvah kolkach. This mitzvah is so important, so special. So to the other way around, unfortunately, the punishment is also very serious. A person should be careful to make sure he buys a tefillin from an expert soifer. So to the ritzuah should be acquired by a trustworthy individual. So he should be confident. Shenebdu lishman, they were processed for the sake of the mitzvah. Me ayus tahirus from kosher animals. Ki kol ki miyishu maniach tefillin b'psulim. Person who puts on pasul tefillin. Loy levad shein mekayim a mitzvah. Not only is not mekayim mitzvah. Elo mishim mevarich kama v'kama brachas v'atola shuhu oven gadol. But he's making many many brachas v'atola, which is a horrific avera. Besides, for not putting on tefillin, he's also because apostle tefillin, excuse me, he's also making many brachas levatola when he puts on the tefillin that are not kosher. But when the sinner harabim hamachshelo b'meshik kodim tefillin ritzuas miman duhu lefi mashemaychin bezol, it says unfortunately, this is a Chavetz Chaim talking now, that unfortunately many people try to save money, cut corners, and buy cheaper tefillin because it's less expensive. Many of them are not squared. And many other problems that come out when they were written incorrectly, as we just finished learning Sim Lamed Zayin, all the specific details. Every God-fearing Jew should place to his heart, pay attention, and realize the seriousness of the situation. Im al malbusho v'kelov, when it comes to person's clothing, how much time a person goes to get a suit, he has to make sure it fits right, he has to get tailored, it doesn't look right on him. If he goes to get a hat, he spends X amount of time, he has to have a friend, how does the hat look on me, whatever it might be. And then you have the jewelry and the sheito, whatever for each person. How much time and money and energy does a person spend on his clothing? It should be mamish appropriate in the best way. Even more so when it comes to chesed shemayim, when it comes to chesed shemayim, a person should not be tzamtzim, should not be cheap, should not try to cut corners, literally and figuratively, because then he's cutting corners on his four-cornered, on his tefillin that are not cornered. Eli yahadir liknois oyusom. He should be very careful. Look, no, it's awesome to acquire them. Shehim bevadek sherim, that they're definitely kosher, even though they're expensive. Because of dachi moish v'shem amordechai, yish lodim lahadar achat tefillin noim. Should be try to get very nice tefillin, and you fulfill shenema zekeli vanveyu. This is my keli, my God vanveyu, and I will glorify him, as we say every day in Oz Yoshir. The hainu shiksovon lavlor umon v'ksav no v'dyoy no v'kumus no v'klofim noim, that the tefillin were written from A to Z, backwards and forwards, 100%. Of course, not backwards literally, because you cannot go like a sidron. But the point is, they were written 100% beautiful, with a nice ksav and a nice dyoy in ink, and everything is mamish gorgeous. We continue now. I just want to point something out. Should we say it here? So. In the new Dirshu, when I say new, as opposed to original print, the newer print, they discuss what happens to a person, Rachman Litzlon, he opens up, gets his tefillin checked, and let's say there's no klaf. It's mamish posel. Let's say he has klaf, but a klaf is posel. And these were his, let's say, bar mitzvah tefillin, and he wore them for 10 years, 20 years, whatever it might be. There are poiskim. I have the original edition. I saw it over in Shabbos, and I saw they brought down, it's Yaduah, they bring down from many poskim that this person put them on a mindset with an attitude that they were a kosher pair of tefillin, and there are those big poskim that say that he still has schar mitzvah and he didn't do an avera, and there's a lot of limud zchus on such a person like this. Rachman Atzlan, we should never hear these stories, but unfortunately they do sometimes happen. Siv Beis, mitzvasim liyois. The mitzvah of tefillin, mi'ikir adin, should be on the person the whole entire day. But since a person needs to have a gufnoki, a clean body that should not pass gas while he's wearing tefillin, and furthermore, he should not take his mind off the seriousness of tefillin. Not everybody's able to be careful with this, these two points of not mafiach and not mesich das. Therefore, the meaning is that we don't wear tefillin. This is already the Shulchan Aruch, the times of the Mechaber. He's saying now we don't wear the tefillin the whole entire day. At the very least, we have to make sure we are wearing tefillin the time of Kriya Shema and tefillah. And the Shmuel says around five lines from the bottom, Sifkat and Hey, Yoisim Olav, we should be wearing the tefillin during Kriya Shema and tefillah. There was man kotzer kazeh, there's a small man at time like this. There's man kotzer kazeh, the bikal yochel izoyer. From passing gas and from taking your mind off the tefillin. When we say to take your mind off the tefillin, it doesn't just mean you're not thinking about tefillin. It means you're not behaving in the proper serious mindset and attitude that one has to have when he's wearing tefillin. B'shas Kriya Shema, you should wear it, of course, when he's reciting Kriya Shema. The chola kori Kriya Shema b'lo tefillin. Whoever recites Kriya Shema without tefillin, kilo made edu sheker ba'atzmoy. It's as if he is testifying falsely about himself. Because it says, "Ukshat moysal yedecha v'yilutoytov es beinecha." It says to put on tefillin, and he's not putting on tefillin. V'im loy nizdam loy oz, and he doesn't have tefillin. The ma'isa, he has to put on tefillin. He has to recite Kriya Shema. Oy shoye chayil miayim mishas ma'isa. Or let's say a person has a stomach virus and he can't put on tefillin because he doesn't have a guf naki. Kol ayoyim zmanoy. The whole day is his man to put on tefillin. Mechuyev laniach anichon. Let's say a person doesn't have tefillin this time to daven Shema. Okay, so he's made Eid Sheker, but or let's say he's not. We're not getting into those details now. He doesn't have the tefillin. Let's say he's an oinus. It's out of his control. He still recites Shema. Later on, throughout the day, he puts on tefillin. Let's say a person is sick in the morning when he can't daven. So, yeah, but just as long as it's before Shki, before sunset, now it's summertime, so it's a longer day, but in the winter you have to be more careful because it's already, 4:45, depending where a person lives, it's already going to be sunset, so he has to make sure to put on tefillin before Shkia. Sif Katin Zayin. Tefillah, you should wear the tefillin during Shemana Esrei, v'zeh l'chol adam, for everybody. Aval anshi mais, in other words, in other words, at the very least, we bezman hazeh wear tefillin during davening. And he says, anshi ma'is is better to wear tefillin also after davening as well. Ach yesh yizor shlo ledaber behem dvar metelim. Don't speak dvar metelim where you're wearing tefillin dim levad. Is it dvar metelim who ba al yidei zeh lidei hesach hadas? He's also going to come to hesach hadas, taking his mind off the seriousness of the mitzvah of tefillin. Sif Gimel, Katon Hayodeo Lishmar Tfilin Bitahira, Shaloy Yishan Vashaloy Yefir Behem. A Katon who knows how to make sure to wear Tfilin properly, Kedusha Tahara, and he's not going to sleep with them, he's not going to pass gas while he's wearing them. And then the Mechari says, Chayiv Aviv Liknois Loy Tfilin Luchancho. Then the father is obligated to buy the Tfilin and educate him with the mitzvah tefillin. The Ramah says, "V'shloli konis ben lezakis," and they should not go into the bathroom with them. The Ramah says further, "V'yeshayimrim the high cotton davga shahu ben yad gimel shanim v'yoy mechad v'chaynago ve'ein l'shanis." Now we usually use a lashon of cotton, meaning a child, meaning under the age of 13. Here the Ramah is explaining this, that the Mechaber says lashon cotton is already talking about a 13-year-old. That's what he says over here. The cotton, the high cotton, dafka shahu ben yod gimel shana v'yay mechad. V'chei nago v'ein l'shanas, and this is the minig, and we should not deviate. Says the Mishnah in the bottom last line of the previous page. The koidim l'chei nein rashoi l'aniach tefillin v'lav chinuchu. Before this age of around 13, he is not at the stage of chinuch, and we don't educate him to wear tefillin before this. Turning the page, L'chanecha, the father is obligated to educate the child. L'chanecha mitzvah hanachoson of wearing the tefillin, v'chein l'lamdoi l'hadinim ha'nitzrochem l'zeh, and the father should teach the son the halachas that are applied to tefillin, or make sure that he is taught the mitzvahs of the halachas of tefillin. Sifkot n'yod dafko, that we're saying is a 13-year-old. V'koidim l'chein ein menichay l'ubois tefillin afilo im yirtze d'bevadei ein adei l'shmet tefillof. They're saying that when it comes to before the age of 13, we're saying is the child is not usually so careful to be have a guf naki. Ben yod gimel shanav ha'inu afilu im loy hevi shtei sayrus, he did not bring shtei sayrus. He can still where he should be wearing the tefillin. Sif cotton yud beis v'chei nagu v'achshav nagu laniach shnayim o'shloisha chadashim koydom hazman v'ayim bir alocha cheirish medaber v'ein shemeya o'shemeya v'ein medaber chayiv laniach tefillin a cheirish, a mute, who can speak but he cannot hear or can hear but not speak, he's obligated to wear tefillin. Aval ein shemeya v'ein medaber, but he's a deaf mute, he's not able to speak or to hear. Ein moichin b'yodei imalhanichem im reitza. We don't tell him not to wear tefillin if he wants to. Now, I didn't touch up over here the Magen Avraham. He's bringing down from Magen Avraham that the minig is to wear tefillin 2 or 3 months before a person's bar mitzvah. They bring from the Aruch HaShulchan that the minig is to wear it v'yesh lo hanoigim l'hanicham chodesh koydem hazman, a month before the time of the bar mitzvah, which is, I think, the more general, from what I'm familiar with, you see around, b'chazi, that most people start putting on tefillin around the month before. Some put on the day of the mamish, the bay b'yayim. Some do a week before. I've heard that some yakis have this minig of putting on 2 or 3 months before the bar mitzvah. The point is that this would be to educate the child to put on the tefillin. Some ask the question, can the child make the bracha on the tefillin when he's not bar mitzvah yet? So let's ask a question, another question. Does a child make a bracha on food before he puts it in his mouth is not bar mitzvah either? So why was he making the bracha? So the answer is yes. The same way he makes a bracha on other mitzvahs that he's doing, and so too tefillin as well is no different. He puts on tefillin, he makes a bracha on the tefillin as well before his bar mitzvah. Just to review a few main points, we said over here in Sif Aleph that the tremendous reward for one who wears tefillin, and we also spoke about the horrific punishment that awaits a person who does not wear tefillin. A person has to make sure to wear tefillin in the right place. We said that as well. And in Sif Beis, we said that really mikra din, tefillin should be worn the whole day. However, since we don't necessarily have a gufnaki a whole day, and we don't want misiach das take our mind off the mitzvah of tefillin, we only wear it b'shas davening. We said anshi maisa should wear tefillin even a little after davening while they're learning, if it's possible. Then we said a father... should start already teaching and training the child to put on a tefillin when he's 13 or 2-3 months or a month before his bar mitzvah. And so Hashem will continue next year with Siman Lamed Ches, Din Mi Heim HaChayav Mitfilin, who is obligated to wear tefillin and who is potter from wearing tefillin.